Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam again. This week, I wanted to talk about something that is on everyone's mind, the upcoming election. Now, I'm not going to endorse anyone or anything in particular, but I am going to endorse informed decision-making and the process it entails. Informed decision-making is often used in the medical field to help patients make decisions for their healthcare future, with all variables discussed and any questions answered. I think this process is not only important in the medical field, but also in making any other type of major decision. So, what's the process? How does one go about making an informed decision? First is identify the problem. In the case of this election, it's identifying who and what measures you wish to vote on. The second, probably most important step is to collect all the data and information. I'd like to stress the all information of that last sentence. Triple check your sources. Who's funding that information? And if you're on a particular side or leaning towards making a choice already, I challenge you to purposefully check the other side of that point or platform. The next step is to pool all that data and then brainstorm all possible outcomes. If you vote yes for a certain measure or person, what outcomes are likely to occur? What are the pros and cons of that choice? Then weigh your alternatives. If you were to vote completely opposite of your primary thoughts, what would occur? What are the pros and cons of a completely opposite vote? The hardest part of this step is to attempt to not let your personal biases or preconceived notions stop you from seeing all the sides of the data. Take the time to set aside what you already think and reread your gathered information with a fresh set of eyes. Or another good way to avoid this pitfall is to explain it to someone, anyone really. Once you've done that, it puts it into perspective and makes the next steps so much easier. The next steps are quick. You make your decision and then enact your plan. In this case, filling out your ballot and deciding if you're mailing it in or going to the polls. Then, once that's done, review your decision. Finalize everything and vote. I'd like to end this by saying I hope all of you, whether you're voting or not, can incorporate this process into your daily lives. Teach your kids how to make more informed decisions, or challenge yourself to incorporate more of this process into your daily life. And if you want to make more informed decisions but don't know where to start, ask for help from those around you. The Humboldt community I've come to know these past months is welcoming and willing to help. Don't be afraid to take advantage of that. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.